The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
Welcome to Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. It's such a beautiful day, isn't it? Thank you for coming. Those of you who are here in person and those of you who are online via Zoom, we're so happy to have you here. My name is Ann Rostosky, and I'm the president of the board and one of today's worship leaders. today's service is a little bit out of the ordinary, but I think you'll enjoy it. We're going to tap into some meditation techniques that originated in India, and it will involve chanting. So that's not something we ordinarily do. If you're here just visiting for the first or second time, we encourage you to come back again because our services do vary a good bit from one week to the next. And I would also encourage you to come one week when our minister is here, Reverend Andrew Weber. He's only part-time, so he's not here every Sunday. So whoever you are, whoever you love, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, thank you for being with us here today. And now Phil and Patty will do the chalice lighting.
Good morning. Our chalice lighting this morning are A Communion of Heart and Soul by Bruce Southward. For the gift of this day and our community of spiritual nurture and compassion, we give thanks. We light this chalice as a symbol of our faith. May our many sparks meet and merge in communion of heart and soul. Okay, we'd like the peace lamp. Would you please respond with the words in it, bold print? I'm sorry, not italic this week. Okay, may peace be with us and with all the people of the world. Okay, Patty chose our gathering song today. Let there be peace on earth. Please rise in body and spirit, or spirit.
And now for our moment for all ages, we are going to do a brief meditation called Breath by Breath. It's going to help us pause in the present moment. Any day, any time, you can take three soft, slow, mindful breaths and watch life flow. Your breaths help you pause and notice where you are and what is going on right now in this moment. You are never in yesterday or tomorrow. You are only here now. If something from yesterday upsets you, now is the time to notice your thoughts or feelings about it and work with them or let them go. Okay, so breathe in, breathe out. Let memories of yesterday fly away from your heart and fade away. Notice this moment now. If something about tomorrow worries you, remind yourself that you can only change what is happening now. Tomorrow is not here yet. Remember that everything in life changes. In each new moment, you can start over. In each new moment, with each breath, everything is fresh. So let's take one more breath in and one more breath out. Thank you. And now the children may go to their classes. And now I'd like to introduce one of the leaders of our Oneness Blessing Group, and that's Eduardo Porro. And he's going to tell us more about the Oneness Blessing, how it originated, and that type of thing. So please come up, Eduardo.
Well, good morning, everyone. Glad to have you here, and I will give you a very short summary of what Oneness Blessing is. Has anybody heard about Oneness Blessing before? Please raise your hand. Okay, all right, if you know about it. Basically, Oneness Blessing originated in India. Can everybody hear me well? And speaking slow enough? Good, good, good. And what it is opening the chakras to receive, yes, and next slide, please. We energize the chakras to bring the blessing to everyone, okay? And the founders of Oneness Blessing are Ama and Bhagavan, you know, which are, think of it like yogis in India, that brought that specific, call it energy or a blessing into the planet, and we have found it to work well by the results that we have obtained, you know, more than just an intellectual piece of information. And a next slide, please. In South India is what is known as Oneness University, and Oneness University is the place where people are trained originally to become Oneness Blessing Givers, though throughout time it has been offered in other places in the world, and including the US, Fiji, etc. So this is a very serious big building where people travel directly to get the blessing and further training in their spiritual path. So look how beautiful that is. And it's in all planets. There are almost 2 million Oneness Blessing Givers in the entire planet throughout all the continents that have embraced this type of blessing. And next slide, please. And you can see the entire area is huge, beautiful. So somebody can go there and stay for, you know, period of time and go through the entire training. Clearly, most of us, we do it local. And next slide, please. And just to keep it short and right into the details, why somebody would want to embrace Oneness Blessing, right? What are the benefits of it? We know that some people get deep into it and some others don't feel the attraction or to embrace it. But if it is something that will call your attention, so here are the benefits, okay? Most of us function from a point of view of what is called the reptile brain, okay, which is deep into the ego, worry, stress, anxiety, and basically becomes like a normal way of life. Okay. When receiving the blessing, we start moving toward the front brain, okay, which is specifically driven by having calm, joy, a sense of abundance, a sense of unity with others. Okay? So if we think about the benefit specifically that goes into it, or practically, all the wars that we have going on and atrocities in the world, from the violence, you know, everything that has happened in the last 2,000, 4,000 years will be eradicated from the planet, because every one of us will think we are one with somebody else. There's no reason to hurt anybody or, you know, to maintain peace, basically. That's what happened practically when the front brain is what is being utilized, not to mention, you know, a higher mental ability that comes with it. So we can see the different type of wave which are shown in there, you know, how fast somebody goes where they forget things versus a very calm state of mind. I hope that most of you will find that interesting. For me, it's fascinating to think when our brain can be focused, remember, and apply the knowledge that we have. And this is a fact that happens. We just have to remember that this is a process of expansion. It is not a microwave speed type of dinner getting results. It happens throughout time as, you know, the blessing is received over and over. And this has been tested and proved through science using the electroencephalogram to see how the brain activity changes before and after the blessing. I guess that's the very short version. We do it as a service to the community, you know, and try to keep it clean out of ego, just something that we enjoy because we get results. And I get delighted when I hear from Phil and Patty and Anne, you know, how they feel calmer because you start enjoying peace, right? When you taste it, you realize that it's priceless and it's something that you want to have more of it. And that is something that is a major change in our brain, heart, emotions, to really be able to feel that way. And next slide. Here's just to show quickly a connection brain to heart, you know, how we develop that connection, you know, to be more sensitive to people's feelings, to know what to say or not to say, and, you know, to be kinder is basically a big plus as a benefit that comes into it. And please, next slide, please. And here we're just showing the chakras, different colors, locations, functions for each one of the chakras. All this is based in India. Okay. And next slide, please. Okay. So that is the very short summary about Oneness Blessing. And we will be available after the service if anybody has specific questions or so. So at this point in time, I will say I will present again Patty to take us through the next step with the grounding. And Patty has been a mentor and teacher to, you know, to help us going here.
We'll wait for Phil and Ann to get settled. Do a short grounding and getting us focused within. I'd like to say hello. I'm Patty Carlson, and I'm really delighted to be here to share this with you. It's helped me so much over the years. Okay. Gotcha. Let's take a moment to get connected within our own being. Gently let your eyes fall shut. Again, breathe. Focus within. Feel the breath. And notice a warm light shining in your heart. This beautiful light is your inner being, your soul, your pure consciousness. It is the eternal you that's always been here. This gives life to your body, to your essence, to being here in this present moment. Envision this beautiful light and invite it to expand. Feel it opening up and filling your whole body with its loving essence. And invite some of this love and this light to flow up through your crown chakra. And feel lovely connection with the all that is, the universe. And again, focus on the heart, feel the love, and invite some of that beautiful energy to travel down your spine, down through your root chakra, and down through your legs and through the soles of your feet. Feel connections growing down deep into the earth. Feel yourself making a nice connection with Mother Earth. Feel her power, her strength, and her stability. And invite some of that strength to come back up through that connections of your feet and your root chakra. Back up through the legs, back up through the spine. And embrace your loving heart with her loving strength. Stability. Feel yourself centered, grounded, present, and ready to begin. We will now begin the Chakra Dhyana. This is a guided meditation practice. Place your index fingers on the tips of your thumbs. We will begin with the root chakra, the Muladhara chakra. It is located at your perineum. Visualize in this area the color red. The element for this chakra is earth. This chakra represents our foundation and feeling of being grounded. It gives a sense of stability. It gives our ability to create out into the world, to make things manifest. Repeat out loud three times, lung, pronounced lung. Breathe in. Lung. Visualize and feel the chakra filling with liquid golden light. Repeat out loud three times, Kundalini Arohanam. Breathe in.
Kundalini Arohanam. Kundalini Arohanam.
Next is the sacral chakra, the Svarasthana chakra. It is located at your lower abdomen, about 2 inches below the navel. Visualize in this area the color orange. The element for this chakra is water. This chakra represents our connection and our ability to accept others and new experiences. It governs our emotions, our relationships, our sexuality, our sense of self-worth. It gives creativity as well as empathy. Repeat together out loud 3 times, Vong, pronounced Vong. Breathe in.
Vong. Vong.
Visualize and feel the chakra filling with liquid golden light. Repeat out loud 3 times, Kundalini Arohanam. Breathe in.
Kundalini Arohanam.
Next is the solar plexus chakra, the Manipura chakra. It is located in your solar plexus, like your stomach area. Visualize in this area the color yellow. The element for this chakra is fire. This chakra represents our ability to be confident and in control of our lives. It gives personal power, will, energy, metabolism, effectiveness, self-esteem, a sense of social identity, and happiness. Repeat together out loud 3 times, wrong, pronounced wrong. Breathe in.
Wrong.
Now place your index fingers on the middle joint of your thumb. The heart chakra is next, the Anahata chakra. Located at the center of your chest, just above the heart, at your spiritual heart, visualize the color emerald green in this area. The element for this chakra is air. This chakra represents our ability to love. It gives understanding, compassion, balance, and forgiveness. Repeat together out loud 3 times, yang, pronounced yang. Breathe in.
Yang.
Yang. Visualize and feel the chakra filling with gold and liver light. Repeat together out loud, Kundalini Arohanam. Breathe in.
Kundalini Arohanam. Kundalini. Arohanam.
throat chakra, the Vishuddhi chakra. It is located at the throat center at your Adam's apple. Visualize the color sky blue in this area. The element for this chakra is space, also known as ether. This chakra represents our ability to communicate. It provides communication through sound, vibration, self-expression, also listening, speaking, and writing skills. Repeat together out loud three times, hum. Breathe in, pronounced hum, excuse me. Breathe in, visualize and feel the chakra filling with liquid golden light. Repeat together out loud three times, Kundalini Arohana. Breathe in.
Kundalini Arohana.
Base joint of, excuse me, your index fingers at the base joint of your thumb. Next is the third eye chakra, the Ajna chakra. It is located at the center of your forehead between your eyebrows at the pituitary gland. Visualize in this area indigo blue. This chakra represents our ability to focus on and see the bigger picture. It gives us psychic abilities, channeling, telepathy, astral travel, visions, and connections of the higher self to the higher self. Repeat together out loud three times, ah-oo-oom. Breathe a 3-2-1 ratio. Breathe in. Visualize and feel the chakra filling with liquid golden light. Repeat together out loud three times, Kundalini Arohanam. Breathe in.
Kundalini Arohanam. Kundalini Arohanam.
Next is the crown chakra, the Sahasrara chakra. It is located at the top of your head. Visualize in this area the color violet. This chakra gives us the ability to be fully connected spiritually. It connects us with the universal consciousness of the all-knowing cosmic connection to the God source. Of enlightenment, it gives enlightenment and a gateway to other dimensions. Repeat together out loud, Okam Satyam Om, meaning take me to the truth. Breathe in.
Okam Satyam.
Spend a few minutes channeling the energy of the blessing to you.
Jai Radha Madhava, Jai Kunj Vihari, Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha,
in this beautiful space and give time to integrate. Thank you.
Thank you, Phil, for playing the bow. It is tuned to the heart chakra. That's why it's colored green. And next is Anne, going to continue guiding you through the service.
Next is matters of the heart, and I'll let Mike introduce that. I just want to say one thing about matters of the heart. We'd like to hear feedback from you briefly, how you enjoyed the meditation, if you felt affected by it. I know personally I feel much calmer from it. But you know, if you share, please keep it brief.
Chat, we can bring this time of sharing to a close by singing Spirit of Life, and that will come up here on the screen in just a moment. Please stay seated for this one, and then we'll be right back to it.
From the First Unitarian Church of Philadelphia, so they're our neighbors. And next we're going to sing another song, May I Be Filled with Loving Kindness, which is a traditional Buddhist meditation.
May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be.
for the closing words.
I didn't say anything yet. I'm looking for my script here. Okay. All right.
I told my stuff. Get my stuff out of your way.
Did I take it? Goodness gracious. Oh, okay.
You find it?
I think sometimes you can get a little too relaxed. Okay, our closing words today are from Awakening into Oneness, which several copies of the book are over here. You can peruse them if you like, and we'll loan some of them if you like. And the book is Awakening into Oneness by Arujja Agda. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free from suffering. May all beings be liberated through the unwavering knowledge of who they truly are.